Freunde und Mitglieder von E2K. Hello, dear friends and members of E2K. Welcome to this Arte section. This is Echo Lima, a well-known G16 station recorded in April 1993 on one of my many cassettes with number stations. This one I played in during the preparation of the Arte program, which was on the channel on June the 2nd this year, within the series Xenius, this time with the title Cryptology, Searching for Secret Codes. Unfortunately, they didn't bring this Echo Lima, but active stations. And that's why I decided to make this exclusive E2K DE service for main group E2K, presenting the video with an audio which contains the translated version of this German program. But first of all, three notes. At the beginning, they say that there are known only 20 number stations worldwide today. They mean the voice stations, not the number stations in general. As we know, there are many more till today. Then they speak about the Tyrolean music station GO1. And that I remember back this station from the Cold War especially. That's not right. This situation was made because Arte is a French-German TV channel, and as we all know today, this Tyrolean music station GO1 was allegedly made by the French Secret Service. I first heard this Tyrolean music station in January 2000 while listening to the Connect project. I didn't listen to this GO1 station for myself in the radio. And at last, they speak about my great collection of cassette pairs. They say that I record all number stations double. That's right. And they say that it's made because I have a substitute when one cassette breaks. That's not exactly right. Because when one cassette breaks, it has to be repaired. That's my practice. And I'm lucky enough to say that it doesn't happen very often that cassettes break and that they have to be repaired. And I'm very lucky with these cassettes with number stations with a great sound. Here is the E2K DE service exclusively for E2K with a translated version of the contribution with the numbers Kopf within cryptology, searching for secret codes. I hope all will be okay and you will enjoy this program. Jochen Schaefer is blind since birth. In a school library in Marburg, he archives newspapers and updates the braille-printed catalog. Since his childhood, he has an unusual hobby. He listens to the radio, but not to ordinary transmissions, and not on the ordinary waves.
Mit der Kurzwelle habe ich angefangen, als ich 5 Jahre jung war. Das war rein zufällig. Damals hat meine Mutter...
I began with a shortwave as I was 5 years young. That happened by accident, as my mother pressed the wrong button on the radio and I suddenly heard a strange pronunciation of the German numbers 5 and 9, like Fünf and Neun. And I was so fascinated that I tried to find out what's behind it.
Ich bin sehr fasziniert und ich wollte dem auf den Grund gehen.
What Jochen is listening to are so-called number stations. Around 20 are known today worldwide. Presumably, they send encrypted messages to spies especially in form of number codes. That's why they are called number stations. They only send on the shortwave, the frequency range with the highest propagation. We accompany Jochen to his home. In the evening, he tries to localize one of these mysterious stations. And yes, there is something. First, only a carrier. But then, a number station.
Das war E07. Dieser Sender gehört dem russischen Netzwerk.
That was EO7, a station which belongs to one Russian network. And that was a typical transmission with message. Jochen doesn't know the contents of these messages because they are encrypted with a one-time pad, which is impossible to crack. But Jochen notes how often they send.
Die politischen Veränderungen oder Konflikte oder Krisen, da nehmen die Aktivitäten.
During a political crisis or during political conflicts or changes, the activities of the number stations increase till today. Now we often monitor the Russian services, the Russian secret services, eventually with new sending times and on new frequencies. Jochen is collecting. Accurately, now on 828 cassettes in 10 wooden cases in his living room. Because of his equivocal and accurate way to collect number stations, he's known as the head or Kopf of Germany's number station branch. One station from the Cold War he remembers back especially. The Tyrolean music station. For a long time, this yodeling of the radio was thought to be a station of the Ministry of State Security of the German Democratic Republic. But because of voice and language analysis, one of Jochen's numbers colleagues is sure it was the French Secret Service. The assignment of these number stations is a complicated thing.
Man muss sich also vorstellen, dass eine Gruppe von Zahlensenderfreunden weltweit aktiv ist, so wie das in unserem Fall ist.
Und you must imagine there is a group of numbers friends active worldwide, and one person listens to a station very weak, and another person at another QTH or location listens to a station with a stronger signal to the same station, and the same station is also heard by a third person on another QTH of the world with very strong signal. And there, where the signal is strongest, you can be sure, near of this QTH is the location of the transmitter site.
An dem Punkt, wo das Signal am stärksten ist, daraus schließen, in der Nähe von diesem Standort muss sich der Sender befinden.
For Jochen, these cryptical number sounds of the analog radios have the same fascination as in the childhood, as he sat in front of the radio, full of amazing, recording his first cassettes, always double, so that he always has a substitute when one cassette breaks. And that
that's why he will also in future search the shortwave bands for number stations, the shortwave frequencies, every day. Perhaps he has luck and finds a new number station.